Welcome, tech enthusiasts and lifelong learners, to another episode of Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the digital brain and fish out pearls of tech wisdom. I'm Alex, your guide on this journey into the world of artificial intelligence.
And I'm Jamie, the one who asks all the questions you're thinking, so you don't have to. Today, we're tackling a topic that's close to the hearts of students, educators, and, well, anyone who loves learning efficiently. We're talking about AI flashcard generators, the future of smart learning tools.
That's right, Jamie. Flashcards have been a go-to method for memorization and learning for decades, but creating them can be so time-consuming. Imagine if you could automate this process, making personalized learning tools at scale. That's where AI flashcard generators come into play.
Hold up, Alex. Before we get into the how, let's talk about the why. Why do we even need AI to create flashcards? Can't we just do it the old-fashioned way?
Great question, Jamie. The old-fashioned way works, but it's like using a typewriter in the age of computers. AI flashcard generators use natural language processing, or NLP, to extract key concepts from any text, be it a PDF, a web page, or your lecture notes, and turn them into question-answer pairs. It's not just about saving time. It's about creating a more adaptive and personalized learning experience.
Adaptive and personalized, you say? Sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie. Can you give me an example of how this magic happens?
Certainly. Let's say you're reading about mitochondria being the powerhouse of the cell. An AI flashcard generator can take that sentence and create a flashcard asking, "What is the powerhouse of the cell?" with the answer being, "The mitochondria." It does this by chunking large texts into manageable segments, identifying key concepts, and then generating questions and answers based on those concepts.
Wow, that does sound like a game changer for studying. But how does one build such a mystical tool?
Ah, the fun part. Building an AI flashcard generator involves a bit of coding. You'd start with setting up a Python environment, then use a transformer-based NLP model from libraries like Hugging Face. These models can generate questions from the text you provide. Then, another model can generate the answers based on the questions and the original text context.
That sounds like something even I could do, with a bit of guidance, of course. But are there times when using AI flashcards might not be the best idea?
Definitely. For example, if you're studying complex mathematical proofs, the AI might struggle with interpreting symbolic logic. Or if you're dealing with creative writing, the AI-generated questions could lack the nuance that a human might pick up on.
Makes sense. I guess AI isn't going to replace human teachers anytime soon, then?
Exactly, Jamie. AI is here to assist, not replace. It can automate repetitive tasks and personalize learning, but human oversight ensures accuracy and relevance.
Speaking of oversight, are there any pitfalls we should be aware of when using these AI generators?
A few, yes. Quality of questions can vary, so adding post-processing filters and human review can help. Also, AI models have their limits in understanding context, so breaking down long texts and ensuring data privacy are crucial considerations.
Data privacy. That's a hot topic. How do we keep our learning materials safe?
By following guidelines like GDPR for educational data and using secure infrastructures. It's also wise to run these models locally or on private clouds when possible.
All right, Alex, you've convinced me. AI flashcard generators sound like a fantastic tool for learners everywhere. But where can one find these magical tools, or how does one get started making their own?
There are several platforms and open source projects out there. Quizlet, Notion AI, and even Anki have AI integrations for creating flashcards. And for those wanting to build their own, experimenting with Python and NLP models on platforms like Hugging Face is a great start.
I guess that's our homework sorted then. Before we wrap up, any last pearls of wisdom for our listeners?
Just that the world of AI and learning is evolving rapidly. By combining AI with human creativity and oversight, we can create powerful tools for education. And remember, always stay curious and keep experimenting.
Well said, Alex. And thank you, dear listeners, for tuning in to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Don't forget to subscribe for more tech insights and discussions. Until next time, keep nerding out.